Speed dies slowly, or art is not really a destination, but a road that takes you to wherever you need to be next. It may not be very fair to call generative art a mere art product. The soul is spread thinner at first, but also the scope is greater. Because the point of generated art is to make a little business go. And that is the full and true work of art here. Every few dozen generations, you will generate a work of art that simply cannot be created by a human, not without the use of machine. Perhaps some 500 hours of work would be required just to create one piece in the series. That is 30 seconds for the AI. Sometimes on a good day, just 3 seconds. Does the super art have a soul? Oh, indeed. It has a superhuman soul. Once every 100 generations, maybe, you'll discover something that will just make you stop and look and admire and get lost in the beauty of it. That's real art. Sometimes I see tilt shift and raw metal, jewelry, sculpture, all rolled into one. Not quite graphic art, but all combined together to create something I would call a super painting. Humans are good, but paper is flat. And to give it depth takes hundreds of hours of work. To give it lens effects and to do it right, across many paintings in this series, will burn a human artist right out for months, if not years. There is a narrow passage here, and it roughly reads, whatever AI beats the humans at is real art. And the artist is humanity. That doesn't make it any less. A masterpiece is a masterpiece. Beautiful artificial intelligence art is real art. But at the very start, everyone will try to block you. And you know what that means. That means old Sun Tzu returns to us with his words. Victorious warriors win first, and then go to war. While defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. So you're gonna need a website with a huge opening page that has an enormous image of your latest art show. When people click it, they get taken to a page with 5 to 15 works and maybe some sketches, but that is all. And above that, you have a menu listing about 10 other art shows. That is about 150 generated artworks in total. Every one of those artworks must be published on Etsy, Redbubble, maybe Zazzle. and made available at portrait or landscape or the less common square of 40 by 40, priced at 500 maybe, without really stressing about the price. Once you have your website, a bio, an email address that works reliably, you go to your local thrift store and get the biggest, gnarliest, framed whatever that you can find. Then go to the office printing store or print shop and find a deal on a canvas print, on a size that will match the frames that you bought. Glue it all up and go get a cup of coffee at your nearest coffee house and ask or just hang up your art. Ignore the shops where the dude goes, we don't really appreciate generated art around here because it's not really like art. And like, the walls here are for organic humans because we live in a society. Those people have been around forever. They have stood against every advancement that could have helped them up. In their confusion and uneducation, they go against their best self-interest, sitting on the branch of a tree while sawing it away. Ignore them. Respectfully, but ignore them. Those precious few pieces that no human can paint are special. They wouldn't exist without you making the AI dream in a particular way. Once you hang up your art, make sure that it has a website address and that the barista has your business cards. And just let people buy from Etsy, Redbubble, and Zazzle. Let them deal with refunds and returns and credit cards. There are gonna be tiny sales, not too much money is going to be made, but money is not really the point. Learning is the point. Rising is the point. Reaching your next destination is the point. Building yourself up is the point. When you make your first sale, you will rise. When you sell your largest canvas, you will rise. When people come to you for custom portraits, for photo restorations, when they rediscover the faces of their long-gone relatives, you will rise. Perhaps the most money will come from your business tutorials and how to paint or how to generate videos. But you will discover a certain serenity as you move boxes of art between different exhibitions with narrated books in your headphones. As you pile up all the photos you take from all the different exhibits, the frames that need repair, the boxes of custom fabric that you designed by generating art with the tiled option. Maybe even as you haul your generated music that you had pressed into vinyl records with the most beautiful album art. Oh, you'll be an artist, and you will rise higher and higher. You will witness the world from above. And yes, like every other great being, you will ponder what it is all for. As you aimlessly flip through your wonderfully smelling 500-page print-on-demand art book. Yes! Maybe you can also record some poetry or an audiobook. Don't worry. The more you study art, the more you will live with art. The more pathways forward you will discover. And as amazing as art and business art is, there are even better things. Great adventures where you finish conversations by casting, "I am an artist. My book is on sale next month." Out into the wind where it carries on. Slowly, the digital pen and tablet will call to you as you train your eye on some of the most fascinating works that humanity has ever witnessed. And every year of your life, you will grow as an artist, both in wisdom and in works. Eventually, your initial art will become a fine introduction to all the works that followed. So as long as you are on a road forward, you will discover your next destination.